Monday. What's going on, guys? It is 6:02 in the morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Meta World Pete. It's Meta World Monday. I'm up so you don't have to be. We're going to get it going. We got a great show in store for you today. It's going to be an early one. It's going to be a long one, but we're used to this by now. I am not joined by Nick Balboa and David Lackner today. We'll get into that later. You know, when it comes down to 5:15 in the morning, everyone says they want to go do the show at X hour, but when it comes to crunch time, you never know who's going to deliver. All right, we'll get it going with some tunes here in just a second. I'm going to let this play out. Okay, so if you're a listener of this show, you know I don't normally play this sort of music, but I couldn't find anything to intro the show with, and I actually put this song, like, I made this song in GarageBand when I was, like, 14, and by made, I mean I took the intro of one version of the song, copy and pasted it to the other version of the song, because I liked the intro of one, and then I liked the second half of the other, so as a young entrepreneur, naturally I see a problem, I fix it. Got it done. First try. Perfect transition. Do I need to play? Like, I'll play it again. All right, listen to this. Just take a listen. All right, this is a seamless cut on my first try. Next. Woo! You can imagine 14-year-old Pete was really hyped up about that, so naturally went and told all my friends. Even to this day, as a college student, I'll bring that one out and I'll say, you know what, guys, like, when I was 14, I made magic once. Whatever. Like, I'm going to be a major producer, balloon up to 300 pounds, because I feel like all the great major producers are upwards of 300 pounds. Like, your health has to sacrifice if you're going to make perfect beats. You tell me, though. I mean, think of an example. Just think of one example that doesn't fit the bill. So, yeah, now that we're into some of my life plans, we won't be playing anything like this today. It's probably going to be a hodgepodge. If you ever listen to the show, you know how it goes. Like, whatever feels right. So here we go. Jadena.
My dear, I want you here. Don't get too near, for there's lions When you FaceTime, I text you back a lie. 'Cause I'm afraid to look back in your eyes. I'm terrified you were love of my life. The woman among the tribe, they will be jealous of this lullaby. I'll drink alone in my hotel and cry. 'Cause now they know you are love of my life. Bambi, Bambi.
Ah, Bambi, Bambi.
My dear, my dear, my dear.
Ah, Bambi, Bambi.
My dear, I want you here.
Ah,
but don't get too near, for there's lions beware.
Ah, Bambi,
Bambi. I will. Bambi, I'm happy that he wants to make a family. But I cannot promise I won't run up in the church there screaming your name, Bambi. No one can take you from me, Bambi. No one can take you from me, Bambi. No one can take you from me, Bambi. Bambi, Bambi.
A modern day love song, gotta love that. Okay, so obviously you probably noticed the lack of Nick and Dave this morning. Went to Dave or Nick's room, Nick Balboa that is. He's usually a big part of this show, as we all know. And I go over to Nick's room, door's locked, not usually locked, and usually I come in, I tell him, wake up, whatever, no complaints, never a problem. Easy going guy. Couldn't get that going this morning. So I head over to Dave's, and of course, I walk into Dave's room, see Walt with his girlfriend, and I'm like rattled for a second, like whatever, like I don't want to wake anyone up. But I'm like, Dave, you know, Dave's going to want to be on the show. Gotta get him up. Go in, Dave's with his girlfriend, and so I'm just like, I just didn't have the heart to wake anyone up this morning, you know. So I make sacrifices for my friends, coming to the show by myself, whatever. It's my pleasure. I'm sure you guys can appreciate that. If you're up right now, I'm sure you wish you were asleep because everyone else seems to be asleep. I'm going to keep playing Jidenna. If you don't like Jidenna, that's fine because, like, there's nothing, you can't do anything about it. So you can always call in and tell me or just give up on me, whatever you want. Up to you. It's Meta World Monday. I'm Meta World Pete. We're going to keep the tunes coming for as long as we can. Probably help some people wake up, get out of bed. That's the goal of this show.
Are we ever gonna know? You should make up your mind. Take it back to my shrine. And I'ma need the whole night. And a little bit more. Tonight like a weekend ago. You in and you out and you playing a fold. We in need of a moment. Are we ever gonna know? You should make up your mind. Take you back to my shrine. Don't you pay them no mind. Let them be, let them go. She was made for my eyes. We escaped the times. And I'ma need the whole night. And a little bit more. Shouldn't know.
like it's just you and me on the floor. We in need of a moment. Are we ever gonna know? You should make up your mind. Take it back to my shrine. Don't you pay them no mind. Let them be, let them go. She was made for my eyes. We escaped the times. And I'ma need the whole night. And a little bit more.
So that was a song that I was obsessed with this summer, and not that many people were. I guess it's just a pretty basic pop hit, whatever. Not probably what you're used to on this this radio station, but I don't know. I like to do things a little bit differently, as you can probably tell. I got into that song. I was watching MTV, like MTV Music Video Awards or something that I hadn't watched since I was a freshman in high school, and what I enjoyed it. Like it's very like over the top, dramatic. Like I feel like a grandpa when I watch it, because I'm like, who are these people? I have no clue. Got into it. I was with my girlfriend. We were in Narragansett, Rhode Island. Beautiful Narragansett. It kind of emulates what summer is supposed to feel like when you watch like those coming of age movies. Anyway, I'm into it big time, and you know, she's like, oh, this is a good song. This is great, too. And then I just ran away with it, and she was so sick of it by the end. But, you know, if we're driving in the car, like, and I have the aux, no one's going to stop me from playing it. Kind of a similar situation as when I'm in the studio. So, yeah, everyone just kind of has to deal with it. We've got a lot of listeners today, which is good. A lot of early risers. I don't know what the deal is. So we're trying to break the record. Hopefully we get that going. And I'm going to keep some songs coming to you, and we'll just keep the vibes going.
So many things.
6:20 in the morning. We experienced our real first day of spring, and everyone was outside. It was really fun to see. I went into Davis. I walked around for hours and hours and hours and hours yesterday. Like an 85-year-old, my new goal is to just walk more. That's about as ambitious as my athletic goals are these days. I just, anything more seems excessive to me. I actually rented one of those Hubway bikes that you see on the street, which, like, you know, you always pass by and don't really give a second thought. They're a blast. I would definitely recommend. Although if you go to Tufts, you can just rent them from the library for free. I have no clue. I rented mine and it says like something confusing like 0 to 30 minute trips for 24 hours costs $6. I don't know what I does that mean. I get a half hour. Does that mean I get 24 hours? I have no clue. Anyway, so I rolled the dice. I kept the bike for 24 hours. I kept it in my room last night, which is on the third floor, which was a whole ordeal in itself. And the RAs weren't too pleased about me riding that through the dorms, but I'm going to have to check my email to see if I got charged for like 12 different times. Like, I don't know. We'll see. But I didn't keep it for the whole day. But I kept it for hours, way past that, so I don't know if I was getting charged by the hour or whatever it was. I probably ended up blowing a lot of cash last night for absolutely no reason, mostly just ignorance. Hopefully you guys don't do the same, so just go to the library and it's no big deal. They'll rent one out for free, and we're gonna have another really good week, so hopefully we all get to go outside. I was sunburned last night. I was playing basketball. All the basketball courts outside of South were packed. It was really fun to see. And hopefully we keep a lot more of that going. And we can just start getting into those spring vibes, which it's about time. In Boston, we're used to just snow and cold all the time. So it's nice to change that up. Yeah.
since the flood. Oh, oh, Ophelia, heaven help a fool who falls in love.
The break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, bugs in the software, flash the message, something's out there. Floating in the summer sky, 99 red balloons go by.
That means, but I know it's kind of along the lines of this PSA. Some numbers to think about: the United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Are we spending too much money on defense budget? Yeah, you didn't think this show was taking that sort of turn. You didn't think Pete was... Oh, Pete, he probably doesn't know much about politics or stuff like that. And you're right. But I do know we spend billions and billions on defense. Seems a little excessive for me. all these problems circulating around, and no one's like, hey, maybe we should spend less on the military. Of course, only respect out to all those people in the military, but there is a lot of excess going on, and there's a lot of trickle down to our police force and that sort of thing. I don't know. Maybe this is stuff we should be thinking about. Maybe I should just go back to the library, learn about supply and demand, sell corporate sellout sort of stuff. The next song, shout out to Audrey Falk. The lovely, the beautiful Audrey Falk showed me this song the other day. It really took me back to, like, I think it was, I was back in some bar mitzvah I went to one time, and I think they played this song on the way out. Shout out bar mitzvahs. I think the best party I've ever been to was Max Klein's bar mitzvah. The guy rolled out, it was out of, it was like a, everything was like decked out in all white, pool party. He brought like cool foreign cars, casino games. I'm like, I'm 13, I don't know how to play any casino game, but I don't think I've been to a better party since. Certainly not at the Tufts University. Not what you would call a party school, but we're doing our best. Let's go back to 5th, 6th grade, however old we were.
And not even once did it start to make sense to me. Yeah.
bothers me insane. In a perfect situation, I let love down the drain. There's the pitch, slow and straight. All I have to do is swing and I'm a hero. But I'm a zero. Hungry nights, once again. Now it's getting unbelievable. Cause I could not have it better. But I just can't get no play from the girls all around as they search the night for someone to hold on to. I just passed through.
It's that time. We are doing facts of the day. What do we got here today? We've got May 29th. My sister's birthday is National Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day. No explanation for that. Human saliva has a boiling point 3 times that of regular water. Don't try that at home. If you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop. Bananas are curved because they grow towards the sun. The person who invented the frisbee was cremated and made into frisbees after he died. So you might be throwing a dead person around. That just ruined frisbees for me. Polar bears can eat as many as 86 penguins in a single sitting. If they lived in the same place, they don't. Opposite sides of the world. But wow, what a thought. King Henry VIII slept with a gigantic axe beside him. I thought we all did that. An eagle can kill a young deer and fly away with it, so hide your kids, hide your wife. Heart attacks are more likely to happen on a Monday. Yeah, probably as a result of this show. Like, come on now. Next question. That's easy. There was definitely, like, a song I was looking to play, but I can't even think straight after all that. That is just a lot to process. I was just going to play this super sad song so we can all slip into a deep, dark depression together. Misery loves company. I'm going to keep it going until this really gets into the song. Okay, all right, perfect one to end on. A flock of crows is known as a murder.
Thank you.
Okay, so hopefully that didn't put you in the wrong mood, but if it didn't, that doesn't make any sense. It's that time of the show, obviously, where, like we do every show, I read a Shakespearean sonnet. Naturally, I went with Sonnet 52 today. So I'm as rich whose blessed key can bring him to sweet uplocked treasure, the which he will not every hour survey, for blunting the fine point of seldom pleasure. Therefore, our feast so solemn, so rare, since seldom coming in that long year set, like stones of worth they thinly placed are, or captain jewels in the carcinet. So this time that keeps you as my chest, or as the wardrobe which the robe doth hide, to make some special instant special blessed, by new unfolding his imprisoned pride. Blessed are whose worthiness gives scope, being had to triumph, being lacked to hope. So that's something we do every show. Just, you know, feels right. Shakespeare, what a guy, eh? Okay, so I'm reading more facts. There's just no way. I think I accidentally went on like a fake fact website. Like, this can't be true. A small child could swim through the veins of a blue whale. Like, not a shot. Are you serious? Like, all right, I get it. Like, whales are large, but the veins, like, that's, it's just too much to process for me. Otters hold hands when they sleep so they don't drift apart. That's adorable. I think that one's true because I've seen it. I seen it on the internet. So it has to be true, right? Guys, what do you want me to play? Like, same stuff I always play? Something far less depressing than that. Here it comes. This song reminds me of summer. Hopefully you live near the ocean. In the morning, it's time that we ask the really difficult questions. We really like to push people's thinking on this show. Would you rather, first up, would you rather Have no one show up to your wedding or no one show up to your funeral. Easy. Funeral. Yeah, if I'm dead, whatever. You know, let's hang out while I'm alive. If you weren't around at my wedding, I don't want you at my funeral. Next. Would you rather live in a world where there were no problems or live in a world where you rule? Easy. Rule. Come on. Problems make things interesting. Some of these are weird. What's a good one? Okay, would you rather get a dream vacation for 2 weeks or spend 5 days with anyone in the world, but you have to stay in your hometown? I like my hometown, and I like interesting people, so who would I bring? I don't know. I'd have to think about that for a while, but I think I'd stay at home. You know, no place like home. Would you rather be famous or the best friend of someone famous? I don't want to be the best friend of someone famous. I already feel ignored as is. Be a daily duo. Would you rather win the lottery or live twice as long? I guess living, nah, the whole like immortal thing, I don't get that. It just seems like all your friends would be gone. All right. Would you rather fly or read minds? Fly. I don't want to know what people are thinking. Just an easy recipe to just feel like garbage.
Say that you'll stay a little. Don't say bye-bye tonight. Say you'll be mine just a little bit of love. Is worth a moment of your time. Knocking on your door just a little. So cold outside tonight. Let's get a fire burning. Oh, I know I'll keep it burning bright. If you stay, won't you stay?
6:53. We've got a little bit more time, but not much left. If you've been listening, we always have like the exact number of people listening. I really want to know who you are. If you're like a consistent listener. So somebody call in. It's super easy. If you have the app, just hit the call DJ thing. No one's going to, because no one makes phone calls anymore. Like, I get so nervous. I hate talking on the phone with people. Not really sure why that is. It used to be no big deal. I used to dial up all the time. No one also memorizes phone numbers anymore. So if if my contacts are gone, I have no clue how to contact people besides my mom and my dad, and my house. I don't know how many people could name a friend that they have their phone number memorized. I guess that's a sign of a real friendship. Six in the morning, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Metaworld Pete, Metaworld Monday. I hope you've enjoyed your time with us today. I've certainly had a blast. Unfortunately, we didn't have Dave and Nick today, which I know they're all crowd favorites. And we'll have them back next week, of course, where I give out my social security live on air. I'm going to play Solange. This show's all over the place. I'll get it together. Don't worry, folks. I'm new to the game. Give me a break, all right? I'm just trying to have some fun this morning. Thanks for listening today. Stick around, because Adam will be doing Monday Morning Madness. His intro is hype. This guy, I mean, talk about a real radio professional. This guy knows what he's doing. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging.